Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day to this point. David Poyle region, 8 more hours of voting before we close up shop and we get down to 32 athletes left in our Nashville sports bracket. The best Nashville athletes in the last 30 years. Right now, the one seed, Pecorine, 93%. Right now leading over Giddy Pot. So the one seed in control, like all the one seeds have been to this point. And Pecorine is no different than Eddie George, Steve McNair, and David Price, and getting a lot of votes. Also, Delaney Walker, Matt Frege, the 8-9 matchup. We had a really good conversation with Matt Frege in the first hour of the show. Matt needs your help. He only has 30% of the votes. Delaney Walker running away with it as the 8 seed with 70% of the votes, which would set up an interesting matchup in round 2, Pekka versus Delaney, if it plays out that way.
I kind of like some of these Titans-Preds matchups that we have or could potentially have.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting as an 8 seed. We always see that 8 seed that, when you see the 8 cup, you know, that 8-1 in the second round of the NCAA tournament, we go, that could get very tricky. If you remember, I was referencing that Kentucky team that I was watching on CBS Sports Network a couple of days ago, that Kentucky team that beat Michigan, that went all the way to the national championship game and lost to Connecticut. That was an 8 seed.
Yeah, you're right.
That was an 8 seed to Kentucky team. And I think they did take down a number one in the second round, did they not?
They took down Wichita State. They were number one.
That's
undefeated,
right.
Undefeated, number
that's
one.
Right. That
undefeated.
Is correct.
Undefeated Wichita
Good
State.
Good call.
Yeah, that was shocking.
With the great guards, Van Vliet and who was the
Ron
other guy?
Baker.
Still,
Ron Baker.
Ron Baker.
Yeah. For New York Knicks.
Still playing
great.
In the NBA. Yeah.
Wow, and Adam Vinken comes on here and gets mad at me. Wow, you throw that out there.
You have memes, I have bad jokes.
How about this one? 13 seed Victor Arvidsson leading right now. 51% of the votes over Derek Mason. D-Mace, the 4 seed.
It's tight.
49%. 51-49. That's 4 versus 13 right now, and the 13 seed winning.
Yeah, that one's an interesting one.
I'm torn on this one. The recency bias. The recency bias is working for Arvy here, but man, I've been waving the flag, of course, for the players that played way back in the day,
yeah,
that are not as well remembered. Come on, we got this is going to go right to the wire. These two tough matchup for D-Mace.
Don't think there's any doubt about that. Wow, there has been a strong push for Sonny Gray.
It's been a shift.
There has been a shift. Sonny Gray, the 5 seed, who got out of the gate sluggish. Jarrell Casey, the 12 seed, showing that he was ready to play. Come out of the gates. Sonny Gray needed a full timeout. Gathered up the troops, collected their thoughts, and right now they have 56% of the vote over Jarrell Casey. So that has shifted here with 8 hours to go in the voting. Bruce Matthews in control.
My guess
the
is Ryan
seed.
Porth started working for Sonny Gray. He's a red, so... That's what I think happened.
You think? Well, have you seen that anywhere?
I haven't looked, but I'm just assuming.
Okay. Bruce Matthews, the 6th seed, right now leading David Leguan with 61% of the votes. Jalen Ramsey, the 3 seed. Boy, there's been this one going back and forth
right.
as well. Drew Maddox, this one has come back around. Drew had a pretty decent lead, But now, as the 14th seed, Drew Maddox
has been trimmed.
51% to 49% right now. Drew Maddox leading Jalen Ramsey. So that one is going to get hairy, too, I think, all the way to the
That's
end.
Almost as close as the Kimo Thiemann and Albert Hainsworth battle from yesterday. I mean, it's separated by probably less than 10 votes.
Yep. No doubt about it. And by the way, they're getting a good number of turnout on that matchup as well. In fact, let me look outside of Pekka's matchup. That may be the one getting the most votes.
Which one?
No, it's third behind actually Kemp and Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Is second most votes. It's the third most voted matchup. But right now, Drew Maddox leading Jalen Ramsey 51-49%. Philip Forsberg, the seven seed, cruising right now over Samari Roll with 82% of the vote. Derrick Henry, final matchup in the David Poyle region, the two seed with 75% of the vote over Tony Kemp, the 15 seed.
Yeah, he's just running over Tony Kemp right now.
But hey, I'll tell you what, Tony Kemp, a respectable 25% as a 15 seed. That's almost Jordan Tutu territory, who got in the he got probably over 35%.
I think he got against Mookie. 65-35.
I think Tony got his. I think the Vanderbilt baseball crowd has gotten a peek at this thing. Remember too, if you see the tweet, if you're just out and about right now driving or sitting at your computer, remember to click on the thread. If you see the ESPN 102.5 The Game, and all you see on your screen is Pekka versus Giddy, the 1 versus 16, make sure you click show this thread. And that's when you'll see all of the other matchups, because I feel like that's probably happened to a few people. They see the first one, they haven't accessed the other ones.
Right. I'll say this though, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, but looking at the Bruce Matthews David Leguan matchup, I feel like Brent Peterson would be upset with Leggy's effort right now. He's got to get it going.
Yeah. Question.
All-time leading scorer, Brent's history.
I know. For now. I think that might get broken.
Yeah, I definitely didn't call that one. I knew Bruce was extremely popular. I didn't see Leggy coming out, but that will be the first, if that holds true, that'll be the first 11 seed not to advance. The other three have advanced. So pretty impressive. Go to at 1025 The Game on Twitter, at 1025 The Game to vote. And like I said, you've got about 7 hours and 45 minutes until we close up shop for the first round of our bracket. All right, guys, are you ready to do a little trivia?
I am ready. Hey, real quick, I want to, because I just saw this, that we put it out on Twitter, 8 o'clock tonight on Instagram Live, Marquise and yours truly. We're going to do a little takeover on the Game Nashville Instagram account, so join us, and we'll talk sports and life and everything else in between.
Okay.
Now I'm ready for trivia.
All right. Good job. What time again?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. We've got a bevy of prizes to give away, so we would love for you to get involved. 615-737-1025. How about we unveil our categories, we'll take a break, and come back with some phone calls. How's that sound?
I'm ready.
All right. I decided I had a lot of really good Predators trivia questions last week, and we only got to, by my count, 5 of them. So I still have some really good ones from last week. Okay. So I'm going to stay with the Predators for one more week.
All right. I'm going with my main category is going to be, because it's this weekend, is WrestleMania. But if you really have no idea and aren't a WrestleMania fan, I have the backup of Nashville sports trivia.
Okay. And I will go with SEC football.
I like it.
SEC football. So those are the categories. We've got Lady Antebellum tickets. We've got, Five Finger Death Punch with special guest Papa Roach tickets. These are shows at Bridgestone Arena in September and October. And we've got some Cincinnati Reds themes. Did Ramporth empty out his Reds closet or something? Got some bobbleheads.
Yeah. I guess
some red stuff. Okay. All right. 615-737-1025. We will come back and let you participate in our trivia. We do this every Friday at 1 o'clock. We'll do that next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. A lot of you are working from home as we deal with COVID-19, the pandemic going on in our country and around the world. You can stream us anywhere. Download the Game Nashville app. You can enable your Alexa skill or Google Home and ask it to play 102.5 The Game, or live stream from our website, thegamenashville.com. Now, guys, I'm a little disappointed. I know as this continues to go on, we get a little bit more depressed. Now we know we're going to be in our homes even longer. And, you know, I get it. But last week, man, we had a lot of participation. Just a week ago, we were doing the show from home. Nothing's changed. And we got lots of participation with You Just Made the List and trivia. That's not the case today. What's going on? Does everybody need a pick-me-up? I thought this would be a pick-me-up. Chance to win some prizes, answer some trivia. What else are you doing? What's going on?
I don't know, but where are the people? We need the people because I have slaved over these questions. I'm very excited about it. Willie has some that he didn't use last week. You have yours. We want to give, as somebody we used to know say, we want to give gifts to the people. So let's go. 737-1025. That's my plea.
A little disappointed.
There must be participation.
I'm just going to pull the guitar out and just start playing.
We're here to help. We're here to pick things up. That's what we've been trying to do. I've really liked our interviews this week. I think there's been some really good content in there. Now we're just trying to kick back, have a little fun, but we need you to get in there and participate. 615-737-1025. If not, then we'll play you some things that Jeremy Pruitt actually spoke in Knoxville today, and we've got some of that. So maybe, I don't know, guys, what do you think?
We might have to because I'm just hearing a bunch of crickets right now.
Okay. I'm disappointed. We were so ready for trivia. We've got our questions ready to go. Speaking of ready to go, I guess Jeremy Pruitt did, I guess it was a Zoom call today. Or Skype call.
Zoom.
With the media. It was Zoom? Okay, that's right. It was Zoom. Zoom call with the media. So in Knoxville, they had a press conference with Vols head coach Jeremy Pruitt, and here's what he had to say.
Looks like we have one call.
Oh. We do. Oh, no. They're blowing up now. We have a late flurry.
Okay. All right. Well, good. We've restored order. So we will let Elijah load up the phone lines. And then we'll try to get some trivia in.
Willie, Darren, we're in a bit of a four-corner stall.
The tarp is out on the field.
This was a delayed steal. This is, you know, sometimes you just have a delayed reaction. This is like the delayed steal. You don't go on the first move of the pitcher. You shuffle, go. I don't know if you teach your young Smyrna Braves that move, Darren. It's probably a little too early for them, but they'll get it eventually. This is what's happening here. Clearly, the wave has just hit.
So that's once a good again, thing. I'm glad.
The categories, I've got SEC football. Willie, you've got more Preds questions. Chase, you've got a little
Nashville
WrestleMania.
Predator history.
Okay, Nashville Predators history. Chase, you've got a little WrestleMania. If you want it, if you don't, you've got some Nashville trivia.
Nashville,
right?
And Nashville sports Tennessee. Trivia. But yes. All right, we're ready. We got one line available now. Very good. I like the rally of the people. Kathy is ready to go and to lead us off. So let's go to Kathy.
Hello.
Hello, Kathy.
I don't know how well I'll do, but we'll go for it.
That's all right.
You've There's answered the call, and that's what we were looking
ask
for.
Ask me some Astro trivia.
I don't know if we have that for you, but where do you want to start?
This Houston Astros team beat on a trash can.
You'd like to start with the Preds. Let's start with the Preds.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, we're starting with the Preds. Okay, so, Kathy, I'm going to go way back to the beginning because I think you can get this one. I think you're going to get this one. David Legwand was the first draft pick in Nashville Predators history, and this was 1998. He was the second pick overall in the draft. The Predators lost the coin flip with the Tampa Bay Lightning. What star player did the Lightning draft that year with the first pick?
It's probably going to be all wrong because the only Tampa Bay Lightning player I can think of is Steven Stamkos, but I don't know if that would be right. But I'll go with that.
He was the first overall pick.
Is that correct?
But that is incorrect.
That is incorrect.
Darren, Chase, do you know?
I do.
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry. I was laughing at Nate's tweet. He said he believes that when I said let's play Jeremy Pruitt, people said no, and they started calling in. So
the answer is Vincent LeCavalier.
Oh, what? Oh,
that
man!
I didn't even hear the question. That must have been who was drafted before David Leguan.
Yep.
I didn't even think of him.
In 1998. Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Be safe.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Kathleen, everybody.
She's
loyal listener. Took a shot at it.
I like
that. 737-1025. Let's get it going. People like trivia. They like sports. They're probably up on trivia now because you've been watching all these classic games and you know, old games that are sparking your memory of things.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a prime time to win prizes. We had, three winners last week?
I think that's right. Yeah.
We had one just fall off, so one line available. John is next up. John, welcome in.
Hey, let's do it.
John, where do you want to start?
You'll have to read me the categories, man. I came on a little late.
Okay. We've got Preds. We've got Nashville sports/WrestleMania, and we've got SEC football.
I'll go with SEC football.
John, who's your favorite team?
Ohio State.
SEC football. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll go with Vanderbilt.
Go with Vanderbilt. Okay. All right. There were three coaches that coached Vanderbilt in the 90s, that decade of the 90s, okay?
Okay.
There's technically four, but I'm just going to leave that out. One was ended in 1990. So basically 1991 to 99, there were three Vanderbilt football coaches. Can you name one of the three?
Yes.
Okay, give me one of those coaches.
Woody Wittenheimer.
Woody Wittenheimer?
Something like that.
Guys, what do you think? Woody Wittenheimer.
No, God, please, no. No, no, no.
I was going to leave it up to the judges.
I say we give it to him. Come on.
I'm just asking.
He's close.
Close enough.
Close enough?
Yeah. It's Woodenhofner.
Woodenhofner? Chase?
No, it's not. It's not Hoffner.
Woodenhofner. It's not.
See, you guys don't even know.
I screwed it up, too. Cause...
Wait a minute. Don't say you guys. Don't throw us into that category. May he rest in peace. Woody Woodenhofer was what we were looking for. And so that leaves you with one more for the win. Or no. No, you started with SEC.
Two more.
Who else do you want? Where do you want to go next?
We'll go with Preds.
Preds.
We go back to the beginning of Peter Laviolette's coaching career for the Predators. And his first ever game was a victory at Bridgestone Arena. This was way back in the 2014-15 season. The question is, who was their first opponent, the first team that they ever played? And the hint is, it's an Eastern Conference Canadian-based team. Can you name the answer?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Boo! Sorry, John. Thanks for participating.
So
have a great weekend.
Tell me the answer before you drop
okay.
it off.
Okay.
Okay, the answer is the Ottawa Senators. The Ottawa Senators was the first ever team that the Predators played under Peter Laviolette.
All right. Thanks, John. Every Friday at 1
o'clock. Remember, that team got off to a tremendous start and just shocked the league, if you recall. They had missed the playoffs the two previous years, which is why they made the coaching change. And that team went 41-13-7 to start the year.
And by the way, that team is dealing with coronavirus. My goodness. They keep testing positive.
I know.
The Senators,
what is the player count?
Not the 2014 Predators, but yes.
No, I'm talking about the Senators. What is that now, four players? Is that right?
Yeah.
At last check, yes.
four players.
And apparently, a lot of them have recovered. They've fortunately they've gotten through okay. The people that have gotten it.
Yep. 615-737-1025, 737-1025. Who else do we have?
All right, we got one line available now. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome in.
Hey, fellas.
How you doing?
I'm good. I probably have no chance because I knew the answers to those other three, so I'll probably blank on this next one.
Oh, boy. Where do you want to start?
Hockey for sure.
Okay, I was just texting the answer to our producer here, so he knows. All right, David Poile recently set the record for most wins accumulated by one general manager in NHL history. It happened here recently on the road in a Nashville Predators game. What team did the Predators beat to set the record for David Poile for most ever wins by a GM?
You going to give me a hint? I mean, this is crazy. What team did he beat? I don't know what team he beat.
Well, it was very recently. It was very okay.
I know,
so I will give you a hint. I will give you a hint.
Okay.
A Western Conference Canadian-based team is where this game took place. North of the border.
Vancouver Canucks.
You've been gonged.
Edmonton.
You've been gonged. It was the Oilers.
It would have been. It would have been correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Crap. I knew it was one of them.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, thanks. I enjoy the trivia. It's fun, man.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
615-737-1025. He basically called you out and said, that's too hard, man. Come on.
I don't know.
It's multiple choice. I mean, you have.
Did you give him more than four?
You don't remember the night in Edmonton?
Yeah.
When they set the
record? But.
I mean, that wasn't like 10 years ago. The Laviolette question. It's really three answers. You have Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal. Mm-hmm. So you got 33% chance on that. You have no less than 25% for Western. But I figured with the Oilers, that game just happened.
Okay.
What, 2 years ago? Or was it? It was during last season,
it was
wasn't
last
it? Not
season.
This season, but last season.
So right,
you're saying ease up. You're saying pull up on the gas pedal a little bit.
I'm just saying he was saying ease up. He's like, whoa, really? 615.
Porth is telling me these are too
hard.
Come on.
He doesn't remember
the night in Edmonton? That's not. There's no way.
Nerdy McNerdison is even saying it.
Look, when Rain Man is telling you it's too hard, okay? I'm just telling you. Like,
wow.
There you go. That is painting the picture right there. When Porth is saying, hey, that's a little steep, a little deep on those questions, pull back a little bit. Just pass that along. All right, let's take a break. Let's all exhale. Let's collect ourselves. We'll come back with more phone calls, 615-737-1025. More chances for you to win on the trivia side of things when we come back. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Willie, tell All right, back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon, this gorgeous Friday afternoon. We're asking you to participate in our trivia. We've got prizes to give away. 615-737-1025. Do not have a winner yet. That's okay. It's quite all right. And, Chase, I guess we need to get you. You haven't even given out a question yet. So
I have not. I really want to do the WrestleMania trivia, so I'm hoping somebody's brave enough to do that.
Okay. Who do we have on there?
Let's go to Greg. Greg is next up. Two lines available, 615-737-1025. Greg, welcome in.
What's up, guys?
Greg, what's your level of confidence? Feel pretty good or not?
I'm probably going to be okay with the Prez and the WrestleMania question. Maybe not the SEC question, but okay. I'll go with Chase first. We got to get some WrestleMania questions up in here.
My man Greg.
Okay.
He's got this.
You just made Chase's day.
I am very happy. I am proud of Greg for being the one to do this because I didn't make these super hard. All right, so let's start things off. Which celebrity teamed with Hulk Hogan at the very first WrestleMania?
Mr. T.
That is correct.
Fires!
Proud of you, Greg. Good job.
And the next question is, who just answered the first ever WrestleMania question ever asked on the show?
That is our first WrestleMania question.
That was a historic moment.
Question. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first ever.
Did you guys know the answer to that?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the next? He said hockey is the next strong suit. Is he ready? So.
Yeah, that's probably going to be my most confident.
Most confident, okay.
Well, no, last week, most confident.
Okay. Well, last week we had a question about Hal Gill, so today I'll go with our other colleague that joins us many times on the show, Chris Mason. He was involved in a very historic play that now has led to what we know as the offside challenge. He was playing goalie for the Predators in an afternoon game where a player named Matt Duchene, a very familiar face now, plays for the Predators, was very clearly offside on a breakaway. The linesman missed it. It was an egregious error. Duchene goes in and scores a goal. Everybody on the ice is confused, looking for help. None ever came. And there was no mechanism for Barry Trotz to challenge the play. Now that is different. And that's why the rule was put in. Can you name the team that Matt Duchene was playing for that day against the Predators?
Avalanche.
Gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes!
Very nice.
We've got to amend that soundbite. We've got to have more of a crowd, a thundering crowd eruption for more than like 0.6 seconds.
Okay, Greg, for the win. This is truly for the win. There have been three overtime games in the SEC in the history that has gone seven overtimes. Three times there's been seven overtimes. Ironically, one just happened not too long ago in 2018. It was the last game of the season, of the regular season. You can take that question, or I can also ask you another question pertaining to the other two seven overtime games. Which one would you like?
I guess go with the one that was the closest, because that's the only one I might remotely have a chance of getting right.
Okay. It was, like I said, it was a November game. It was the last game of the regular season, and it was between these two teams, these two SEC West teams, that went seven overtimes and finished one team winning 74-72. Give me the matchup for the win.
Oh, I'm drawing such a blank.
Need an answer. I've narrowed it down to you, SEC West. So 3 seconds.
Yeah, Darren, I ain't got it.
No! God, please, no! 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 No!
The answer, Willie Chase, I'm sure you guys remember this game.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I remember it was Vanderbilt, Tennessee, were playing an afternoon game here over on West End, and this game was the Saturday night game, and it was crazy, to say the least. In fact, I don't remember, was it at A&M? Yeah, I think it was at A&M.
Texas A&M, LSU.
It was Texas A&M and LSU, Greg, and A&M.
Yeah,
once,
I was going to say LSU, but I wasn't confident in it.
Yep, 74-72, LSU, you could just tell, like their defense, they were gassed, they were done. And they couldn't. Some of those guys couldn't even move anymore, and A&M won 74-72. Hey, thanks for participating. Have a great weekend.
Hey, before y'all, let me go. I just want to tell you, me and my sister both work at a hospital, and I really appreciate everything y'all do about trying to get everybody to just stay at home, wash their hands, just do everything we can to get this gone, and we can get back to watching what we really want to watch, not use coverage out of disease.
Well, we applaud you and your sister. Thank you for everything you're doing, Greg. Really, really appreciate it. Everybody in the medical field, look, a hat tip to you. And this is something that I've secretly been, or privately, been thinking about this week when we come out of all of this. I wonder if, because we've kind of joked about it on the sports side of things, like, and I, you know, of we'll change for a little bit and then we'll go back to normal. I hope that there is a little bit of change. Like, I hope we come out of this and realize some of the things. And one of the things I was been talking about or thinking about privately is, gosh, I hope that we feel differently about, you know, our people in the medical profession, you know, doctors and nurses and first responders and everybody involved right now in the medical field that are working 12 and 14 and 16 hour days. And they're going into the belly of this virus every day and putting themselves and their families at risk going to work every day because they don't have the option, like a lot of us, from doing it from home. And I wonder if we'll feel differently, and I hope so, about them moving forward when we come out of this. And, you know, the other part of this that I've been thinking about is I hope that, and I don't want to bang, I don't really want to, but I have to use examples to for you guys to understand what I'm talking about. You know, like the silly shows that we watch, you know, like the Kardashians and the Real Housewives show, they're just, to me, just like dumb us as a society, and yet they're very popular, that maybe we won't look at them and look up to people like that and look more to something with substance. Maybe that's wishful thinking, but that's something I have been thinking about this week.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That, you know, that's been on my mind as well. So good by you, Darren.
Yeah, and I'm honored of what I believe his name is Greg on,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. On what he just said. You know, I hope we're doing our part, you know, just with those little things. You know, that's all we can do. Control the people that, you know, you start with yourself, right? And then you try to influence and inform the people around you of how all these little decisions that we make a difference in what those folks see on the front lines, especially in the medical profession. We got to get that number down that those people have to handle on a daily basis. That's the key. Do everything you can not to get the virus, not to get it involved with anybody in your family, anybody you know. Limit that contact, and that number will be reduced. We all collectively have to do it.
No doubt. Is Thomas still on the line?
Thomas is still on the line.
Right, let's go to Thomas then. Thomas, you're up next. Welcome in.
Good afternoon, fellas. So let me ask, do you all just not want anybody to win this week? Is that what it is?
No, that's not it at all.
No, we actually want winners. What, have these been too hard?
No. WrestleMania? Are you kidding me?
Well, you don't have to take that, by
the
way.
You can go Nashville Sports.
You can go
I'm
Nashville
giving you
Sports.
Options.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, good. I was a little scared. All right, let's roll.
Yeah, Greg wanted that, so it is an option if you want it.
Fair enough.
Where do you want to start, Thomas?
Let's do Nashville Sports.
All right. Okay. This three-time NASCAR Winston Cup champion has made his home in Franklin, Tennessee.
DW.
DW. Darrell Waltrip. That is correct.
Gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes!
All right. Thomas, where would you like to go next? Preds or SEC football?
SEC football.
All right. Who's your favorite SEC team?
Big Orange.
Okay. All right. Let's throw a Tennessee question your way. All right. There have been five coaches that have coached at least one game or more. Five in between Philip Fulmer and current head coach Jeremy Pruitt. Okay? Can you name three of the five that have coached at least one game for the Vols in between Fulmer and now current head coach Jeremy Pruitt? Three of the five coaches. Go.
Okay. Lane Kiffin.
Uh-huh.
Derek Doolittle.
That is, I'll give that
excuse
to
me?
You. Let me check
me?
With the judges. That is correct. We will go
I'll
with
take that.
That
one.
We know who that is. And Brady Hoke.
Ooh.
Fires!
interesting that you would pull out Brady Hoke over Butch
Jones.
Probably
the trickiest one to get, yeah.
Actually, the trickiest one would have been Jim Chaney because he coached a game. Hoke coached two games.
You know, I can't believe I forgot about Butch. I cannot believe I forgot about Butch.
Right, Butch was
most
probably – yeah, the fact there may be a reason why you forgot about Butch. But, yeah, you went with Hoke over Butch Jones. But, nonetheless, that is correct. So, those are the five. You named Kiffin, Doolittle, as you call him, and Brady Hoke, Butch Jones, and Jim Chaney were the correct answers. So, all right, Preds for the win.
Whatever happens, I am a champion for life.
There you go. See? And now all the Butch stuff starts coming back.
That's right.
All right, I need an honest answer here. Your level of expertise on Nashville Predators hockey, beginner, middle, hardcore?
I would say, wow, it's between beginner and middle.
Okay. Because I don't want to be criticized on the back end of being too hard, but I also don't want to be too easy. So we're going to go with this. Can you name the team that the Predators beat in the first round before losing to the Jets in the 2017-2018 season when they were the President's Trophy winner? They won the first round series before losing in the second round in the seventh game to the Winnipeg Jets. Who did they beat in the first round that year?
Is there a multiple choice option?
I will give you that it was a Central Division bracket. So we know the Jets were the second round team. So it was a Central Division team in the first round.
And that's the same division that the Preds are in.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So think about the teams in the Central.
I'm going to say it was either Dallas or St. Louis, and I'm going to say it was St. Louis.
Actually, I don't know why Willie is stuck on the Avalanche, but he is. All of his answers are Colorado. So when in doubt, go with the Avs.
Well, I called an audible. I was going to ask a more specific question about that series, but I decided to gear it down a notch.
You Omaha'd. Thank you, Thomas. Sorry. Have a great weekend. Almost there.
Almost.
Fridays at 1. Is Josh on the line? Still?
Josh is on the line.
Okay. We will come back and wrap up Friday Trivia with Josh. See if we can get a winner before we get out of here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. All right, last chance to win on Friday Trivia here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Let's go to Josh. Josh, are you ready?
I am with you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for participating. Where do you want to start?
We'll go Predators.
All right. Let's start with this. Kevin Fiala, a very, very famous goal scored in the first round of the sweep over Chicago. If you were listening, if you've been watching, this circulates a lot. 2017. This happened in overtime, and he had two players that picked up assists on the play.
Oh,
and I'll give you some
goodness.
Hints. You got to get one of the two. They are both forwards. They both wear numbers in the teens. They wore numbers in the teens. You just got to get one of the two.
Numbers in the teens.
Yep. And I'll even give you between 15 and 19 will be the range.
Okay.
You just got to get one of the two.
I'm going to go Craig Smith.
Oh.
You hate
and
to
I was
see
going
it.
To take a WrestleMania question just for Chase's sake, but, well, that stinks. Who was it?
James Neal? And? Neal. You guys know the other one?
I don't.
18, 19.
This is in the Chicago series?
Yes, the Kevin Fiala goal, the overtime game winner, the
Cali.
Two assists. Cali Yarncroke. That's right. Think about that. That was their second line. Cali Yarncroke centering Kevin Fiala and James Neal.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh.
Sure thing. You have a good
appreciate
week.
It. You have a great weekend. Wow. You're asking about who got assist on the goals.
Yeah,
wow.
I gave you wow. five. It's a four-person multiple Oof. Choice. 15, 16,
we're,
17, 18,
19. We are going to scare away
You don't
away
know
everybody.
18 Neal, 19 Yarncroke? Come on!
I mean... Who got assist on the goals from 4 years ago?
It's one of the biggest goals ever scored.
I know.
This is Predators trivia.
We got to go.
This isn't Predators
we
charity.
We have to go. Chase is playing us.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Back to the drawing board.
Be safe. Thanks for participating. Yes, you have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.